Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? I want to feel it so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off now and go with Mickey. Mickey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have Peyronie's disease, which is pretty devastating in itself.
Right.
And my question is, I would like to know if proteolytic enzymes have any value, and also, will these same enzymes, is it safe to take those if you have mitral valve?
Well, have you already been taking them, or have you talked to your doctor about it, or you're just now doing some research on it?
I'm doing some research, but I think mostly what I find is biased information. I did go to a urologist when it first occurred about a year ago, and he said, well, I can do as much or as little as you want me to, so I opted at that point to do nothing because I read that you should wait a year or maybe 2 years out before you start receiving any kind of enzyme therapy or any kind of physical therapies for it.
Right. And the scar tissue, did he tell you and give you the options for the scar tissue that's around the penis? I mean, that's involved with it?
I think at that time he may have mentioned the surgery, which I have read that's kind of a no-no, and that also injections of one of the cardiac drugs tends to break up the plaque, they think. Verapamil, I think.
Yeah, Verapamil, huh?
Yeah.
But, vitamin E is actually part of the standard treatment.
I take E. I don't take the gamma E. I take the alpha E.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty good. And also, they do corticosteroid injections in the fibrous band of the tissue.
Okay.
So that's something to, not that you want to take corticosteroids on a regular basis, but if you're looking for some of the potential, the only problem is with, and they probably talked to you about this, with the surgery they're really concerned about is impotence. And that could be, that's a big player. That could happen. Okay. That's one of the things that they have to warn you about when you do that. So, just a couple of things to keep in mind. I mean, is your biggest, I guess, concern in this, what would it be?
Well, it's just psychologically devastating is the thing. I mean, I'm an older guy, so it's not, intimacy is not that important at my age. And I'm also post MI and open heart 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, and I have quite a bit of depression to deal with, too. That seems to be a come-and-go type depression. I take Trivial for that. Other than that, I just take a beta blocker and, that's it, a beta blocker and Trivial. That's my only meds. I take quite a bit of nutraceuticals.
Okay, gotcha. Well, dealing with depression and all, if it's a come-and-go kind of thing, there's a lot of things nutritionally you can do to support that. The supplements can be helpful, but the foods are even better. So to build up your serotonin levels, there's certain foods you can eat, like chicken, turkey, salmon, spinach, and also beans are very good. They help raise serotonin levels, like black beans and that sort of thing. So that's just a little tidbit that can be helpful, because if depression is not full-blown and it's not just severe, then nutrition can play a big role and get the serotonin levels up. Now, I know supplements do that, like 5-HTP, but really it's the eating of the foods on a constant basis every single day that can really help stabilize that and keep it at a good level. Yeah, I know that when you have Peyronie's disease, I mean, it is It is a challenge. I mean, you've got the fibrous tissue. You've got. Are you having problems with erections? Is that not what it used to be, or is that everything okay there?
Somewhat, yes.
Are the erections painful?
No, very little.
Okay.
Very little.
That's good. That's a good sign.
Yeah. I don't think it's severe.
It's just kind of a mild
issue. Yeah, I definitely have it, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, the only thing they can really do is go in and attempt to break up some of the scar tissue. The corticosteroid injections is an attempt for that. And, I mean, you really don't want to do, I mean, the verapamil injections have been shown to be somewhat helpful. But the treatment options, because of what it is, because of the fibrous tissue buildup, there's really not a lot out there. And, again, you know, taking your chance with the surgery, it could leave you impotent. But, again, it's not going to tear down the scar tissue. You know, you have to do something fairly aggressive to do that. And where you get the curvature during the erection, I know that can be challenging, but, again, there would have to be something aggressive done, like surgery, to take care of that. The only thing they said that can lessen it but not correct it would be those corticosteroid injections on the fibrous band. So, I mean, that would be the one thing if you want to consider any kind of treatment, even though, again, steroids probably is not the most favorite thing you'd want to have in your body all the time, because it can make you gain weight and it can, you know, add to those sorts of things. That's the one thing you might want to look into from a medicine standpoint of what it could be. But at the end of the day, you know, the good news is it's working, okay? Because, I mean, let's look at the positive side. It's working. A lot of guys don't have that, especially as they get into their latter years. Things stop working the way they need to. Look at your dosage of vitamin E, and you know, the higher dosages, you can talk with maybe somebody at the health food store or a dietitian or someone, but the higher dosages of vitamin E have shown some real promise. So a lot of times people just take the 400 IUs that's pretty standard, but you know, vitamin E with selenium combined, there are some different ways to play around with those supplements that can be beneficial when you've got any form of condition within the penis, especially, or if it, any kind of vascular condition. Like you said, you're concerned about the MI, and would proteolytic enzymes be harmful or helpful? They're not going to affect a heart condition. They're enzymes that would really go in and just, they're more concerned with proteins and the breaking down of proteins. I have never seen anything in the literature that would say that proteolytic enzymes could affect or cause or exacerbate an MI or myocardial infarction. I mean, proteolytic enzymes are only going to help you break your food down better so you can utilize your nutrients in a better way. Now, will they help with the Peyronie's disease? Probably not. There's nothing out there I've ever seen that really goes along with that. So I wouldn't really bank on that. But as far as good overall health and breaking down your proteins better and you feeling better and thriving and doing better, absolutely. I think it can be a huge help to you. Okay? Thanks so much for the call. And if you need anything, we're always here. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our scripture for the day comes from Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path." Great. Love that one. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. Just remember that 80% of the body will break down before you ever get your first symptom. So the choices that you make today, they can and will determine the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. But it's up to you. You have to make the choice. You have to make the decision whether or not you want to get well, stay well, live well, or stay where you are. I would choose to get well, and that's what we're here for. Empower you to live a better life. We'll be right back.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. I talk a lot about obesity. Why? Because we're seeing it more and more in our country today. People are getting fatter. I don't like the overweight title. Really makes me laugh. It's like, yeah, overweight. I'm overweight. No, you're fat. No, you've gained 20 pounds from where you were last year because you've eaten too much and you've been laying around and not exercising. So let's just cut to the chase for what it is. We like to use words to kind of soften the blow, and we want to be politically correct. Well, on this show, we're not really that politically correct. You're fat, and you need to drop some weight, or it's going to really affect your health. I mean, that is what it is. Well, we're seeing that now with obesity pretty strong. So check this out. By the year 2030, or 2030, 164 million adults will be obese. And I know that number doesn't mean anything to you. You're like, okay, 164 million. Sounds like a lot. It is. Guess what? That means half of the U.S. adults that will be alive in the year 2030 will be obese. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. And it means that it will be an actual epidemic. Columbia University researcher Claire Wang, who's a PhD, said in a news briefing in London, but those numbers will likely become higher rates of chronic disease, including diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, and some types of cancer. Why? Because obesity leads to all of this. Our projections find that rising obesity is going to result in increases in many of the chronic diseases, which are disabling and expensive to treat, Wang said. We have to act fast. No kidding. The briefing highlighted a special obesity edition of The Lancet. That's a great journal, by the way. If you don't get it, you don't get the online version. The Lancet is really, really good. So Wang says expenditures to treat obesity-related diseases will cost the U.S. healthcare system up to an extra $66 billion each year if the projections become a reality. So you want to work on the budget? You want to work on the issues that we're dealing with financially in this country right now? Get people to drop weight. You want to save $66 billion? Really? Like, we couldn't use that. People stop eating so much, start exercising, and get back to some good old common sense. We could make a radical change with everyone in this country. Wang and colleagues from Columbia University and England's University of Oxford constructed a mathematical model to project obesity rates in the U.S. and the U.K. over the next two decades. If they predict, as they predict, 164 million Americans are obese by 2030, the burden will include an additional 8 million cases of diabetes, an additional 6.8 million cases of heart disease and stroke, and over 1 million cases of cancer. Interesting. You think about it. I mean, obesity, and just so you know, there's a difference between being obese and being overweight. Being overweight, you're not in a category where it could affect your health drastically. When you're obese, it means that a certain percentage of your body mass, you're overweight. You're in that category, in the obesity category. And it means that your obesity that you're dealing with, the weight gain that you've put on, can drastically affect your health, meaning that it will lead to heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke. I mean, and the amazing thing about this is, that really gets me. This is what bothers me more than anything. This is what makes me do what I do. This is why I'm on the air every single day. It's because we can prevent it. It comes down to lifestyle choices. And if you literally change your lifestyle choices, if you literally go from where you are to where you need to be, if you literally make that shift in your mind that you're going to change and that you're sick of it, that you had enough, and you're going to lose the 30 pounds, you're going to lose the 100 pounds, you're going to lose the 80 pounds, you're going to lose the 10 pounds, and you're going to want to be around for your kids, your grandkids, you realize that it's very selfish to be overweight, that you've eaten your way into being fat and 50 pounds overweight, and that you can change. If you cut your portion size in half, just that alone would cause tremendous weight loss. Getting your hormones in balance, making them function at a higher level, will turn your body into a fat-burning machine. So if we understand that, but we just don't do that, then it's shame on us. We have to make a change. We have to go to the next level with our health and realize there's so much that we can do to go to the next level, but we can't stay where we are. We have to make a shift. We have to make a change. The question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go to the next level with your health and with your life? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to realize that it's going to be painful, it's going to be hard, but you have to get started today. Get started today by changing your health. If you do, you'll be amazed at what can happen, how you can go from where you are to where you need to be with your health. It can change, but you have to be willing to want to change. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you've got questions about your health, we'll take them. You can shoot me an email. Go to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Conti. Hi, Conti. Welcome to the show.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
my question is, cancer patients, should they avoid taking dairy products?
You mean all dairy or...
All dairy, like milk, cheese, and butter.
No, actually not. Actually not. No, actually the organic variety of cheeses, organic... Now, I'm a bigger fan of raw milk than I am of anything else. So if you're going to do milk, I would encourage you to look into raw milk, especially like raw sheep milk and raw goat's milk. Coconut milk is very good. And even almond milk can be beneficial as well. Make sure it's unsweetened and make sure it's as natural as possible. But the goat's milk is really good. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk, and it can bolster the immune system. So if you're dealing with cancer, it can tremendously help the body fight in building the immune system. So goat's milk yogurt, they make kefir, they've got the milk itself. But again, raw milk is always the best. And don't get freaked out about all the different pasteurization processes and what about the bacteria. You get with a good farm and a farmer that does this, it's extremely healthy and does a lot for your own immune system. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of dairy products, raw especially. The raw cheeses, raw goat cheese, raw sheep cheese is just phenomenal for your overall health. Puts a lot of probiotics in the gut. It's good for digestive health and will really take you to the next level. So something to consider if you're dealing with cancer and you've got a plan that your oncologist is working with you on, make sure that if you have a dietitian, someone that can work with you on the diet aspect, that they talk about dairy. We'll be right back.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
AAA 283-7272, Get Well Radio, Healthy Talk Radio. Welcome back to the show. This is a show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Our food for the day, remember, food is our best medicine, many times, that is. We're going to talk about papayas. Papayas have a lot of great health benefits in our overall health scheme of things. Amazing that what can actually grow outside can play such a big role in their health. Well, you know that the processed foods you've been eating over the last many years is probably what brought on a lot of the disease or health challenges that you might be facing with, or your loved ones. A lot of what we have and what we see, we do to ourselves. American Cancer Society said that 2/3 of most cancers could be virtually eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. But the decision is up to you. What kind of choice are you going to make? Good ones or bad ones? It's up to you. Papayas, deliciously sweet, they say, with kind of a musky undertone, but they're a spherical or pear-shaped fruit that can be as long as about 20 inches. And the ones commonly found in supermarkets average about 7 inches and up to weighing about a pound. And the flesh is a rich orange color with either yellow or pink hues. But they have a component in them called papain, which is extracted to make digestive enzymes in most dietary supplements. And it's also in some chewing gums. But it's phenomenal as far as increasing
The digestion has plenty of vitamin C and bioflavonoids, B vitamins, folate, pantothenic acid, which is really important for our adrenal glands, our body stress glands, potassium and magnesium, and also fiber. Now, together, all these nutrients really promote the health of the cardiovascular system, especially the digestive enzyme papain, which is used like bromelain. It's found in pineapple, but it's used to treat sports injuries and help cases of trauma and also help break down the excess proteins in the body for people that deal with allergies. It helps break down that histamine that we see so much. But it's an excellent source of vitamin C and vitamin E, and also vitamin A, and these nutrients help prevent oxidation of cholesterol in the body for the plaquing of the arterial walls throughout the body where we get concerned about in heart attacks or strokes. So vitamin E and vitamin C play a big role, and they're found equally in the papaya, and it can inhibit or lower the LDL cholesterol, the HD, or the LDLs, the low-density lipoproteins. Those are the bad guys. And it can bring up the HDL cholesterol, which are the good guys. They're also a good source of fiber, which has been shown to lower cholesterol levels. It's just amazing with what it has. And also can help lower homocysteine. Now, this is a big one. A lot of people don't talk about homocysteine. Let's talk about it for just a moment. It is a blood test that we do. We can check for homocysteine levels. And homocysteine, you do not want to get elevated because it can cause issues with the heart. But also, it can cause issues with brain chemistry. So depression, anxiety, bipolar, all of those can be affected by homocysteine levels. It is the breakdown of an amino acid called methionine. And if methionine is not broken down very well, then, of course, you can have higher homocysteine levels. It can play a big role as far as your brain chemistry, as far as depression and anxiety. And that's when a lot of people have to start taking medications. And for the heart issue, if it gets really elevated, it shows a strong amount of inflammation around the heart. It could lead to some potentially scary situations. So papaya, great food for your overall health. Has a lot of great benefits. Something to look at and keep in the refrigerator or keep near the cupboard. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jerry in Canton, Ohio. I'm 16, and this year I'll be playing football from a high school. I need to beef up a little. And the coach says I need to eat more. What do you think? Well, just make sure you're getting three meals a day if you really want to do it right. Three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. It's good to do liquid like protein shakes, but make sure they're good hormone-free, antibiotic-free, hormone like Food Balance or something like that. It's, you can get that at Lifestyle Research. But it's really important to make sure you've got the right kind of nutrients coming in. You just don't want to go eat a bunch of junk food to put on the calories and put on the weight. It's not going to help the long-term goal of what you're looking for. You're 16, so you're young. So, you know, as long as you don't have any pre-existing kidney conditions and all, pediatrician says you're cool with all that, then it's something to look into. But, yeah, I mean, it is important. Nutrition is everything when you're looking at gaining weight, building muscle. It is literally the best drug you could have. 888-283-7272. Quote for the day, be a good listener, Frank Tiger says. Your ears will never get you in trouble. That's so true. The mouth always, always can get you in trouble. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you've got questions about your health, we'll take them. If you've got questions about your friends or family members or coworkers or loved ones, and maybe you want to ask a question about them, don't be shy. It's okay. We take calls about anything and everything regarding your health. Let's go to Charlotte now. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
I was calling because I had a heart attack about a year ago in April. And okay. Right after I had my heart attack, when I come home from the hospital, within a few days of being home, I had problems with my esophagus. It felt like from my throat all the way down, just felt like it was completely raw. And I would get these pains in between my shoulder blade. And my boyfriend would rub my shoulder blade for me, which would kind of help eventually with the raw feeling to go away. But when he would do that, it would send a sensation. It felt like his fingers was literally inside my esophagus pushing out towards my chest. It's just a really weird sensation, but it was painful. And it just continued to get worse. And so October of last year, they did a scope and took a biopsy of my esophagus and said they couldn't find anything. But the pain continued to get worse. The raw feeling got stronger. And then about February, March of this year, I started noticing I was getting this, like, it felt like a real strong air pocket in my throat. in, like, my medicine, when I would take it, it would feel like it was getting stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just recently, they did another scope in April and said still they couldn't find anything. And then just recently, it got to the point where now my medication, when I take it, it feels like it's getting stuck there. When I eat food, it feels like it's getting stuck. And sometimes it's so painful, it literally brings me to my knees. The pain is that intense. And then it's gotten to the point where now even just simple water, drinking water, it feels like it gets stuck in my throat. And I'm never hungry except for I get pain in my esophagus. Instead of, like, if you've ever been real hungry, hunger pain, mm-hmm. I get that up in my esophagus. I don't ever feel hungry in my stomach, but I do get hunger pains up into the higher part of my esophagus. And for whatever reason, just in the last month or so, when I wake up in the morning, I have that pain, and it's like, that's how I know I need to eat, because I can tell I'm hungry, but it's up in my esophagus. And I get, and it's just continued to get worse, but they can't seem to find anything. I do take probiotics every day. I don't know if it's maybe medication they have me taking that's irritating it. I'm on 2 blood pressure medicines. They also have me taking Crestor, which I really don't know why they had me taking that, because even when I had my heart attack, I didn't have a problem with cholesterol. Both my good and bad cholesterol levels were right on the money. 6 months later, when they checked my cholesterol, it was fine. And then this last April, when they checked it again, it was fine. But they're telling me I need to take it for preventative measures. But I don't have a problem with cholesterol. But I do take Crestor, which I've noticed since I've been on. All this has just seemed to happen since my heart attack last year. I feel like I have arthritis in all my joints now. They ache, and I'm in so much pain, and I never had this before my heart attack. But I have the esophageal issue going on that it's just got worse to the point now where, like I said, even drinking liquids, it hurts.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do because the doctors can't seem to find anything going on. But so that's why I'm calling you. I listen to your show almost every day, and I know your stuff, so I need some help.
Well, it's okay. I mean, so the doctors right now, is everyone scratching their head?
They're like,
know.
Well, we can't find anything, we can't find anything. And they're chalking it up to anxiety, but they claim I have anxiety, but I don't feel I do because I don't have anything going on that would, I mean, right after my heart attack, I probably did have some anxiety at that point. I had a massive heart attack, and it was, it was a bad one. I almost didn't make it. They saved me, thank God. But I'm sure that right after my heart attack, I may have had some anxiety going on, but everything pretty much resumed back to normal. So I don't know, I don't know why I keep having this issue. It's gone from to where it's just a raw, painful feeling and in between my shoulder blades to now where, I can feel like my throat and my esophagus, it feels like it's swollen all the time.
Do you smoke?
No, I did, for years before I had my heart attack. But not.
And then you quit.
Yeah, after I had my heart attack, I quit doing that. I cut out all my caffeine. I started doing the probiotics every day. I eat my green vegetables every day, spinach leaves and all my dark greens. I do take the 2 blood pressure medicines in my Crestor, and I do take CoQ10. From listening to your show, I learned that I need to be taking that. I take that with vitamin E and vitamin C every day. I take my walks every day, which is another strange thing. When I do any type of activity, that raw feeling in my esophagus gets much more intense.
Did they do an EGD? You may have told me this, but did they do an EGD, a scope, and check it all out, and you did not have a stricture, or you did have a stricture?
No, they did a scope, and they also did a biopsy on my esophagus, and they said everything came back normal. They couldn't
see anything. Apparently it was clear.
Yeah, they didn't see any ulcers. They didn't see any nothing going on there.
Okay. All right. The reason I'm asking is just, if there was any potential for, like, Barrett's esophagus or anything that potentially has some raw tissue in there, that could explain some of it. But if they've done all those tests, they've done the blood test, they've done all the different testing that needs to be done, EGD, the whole nine yards, and everybody's scratching their head. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and we'll probably get down to the meat of it. So hang tight. We're going to the commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the esophageal issues that you're dealing with.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to some Healthy Talk Radio. I want to welcome our newest affiliate. I'm fired up to be a part of their team now. News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina. Excited. We'll be doing a lot there and really excited to be a part of the team and part of the family as they're now a part of ours. So welcome. You're in the Asheville area. You've got questions about your health. You want to call in. We're right here for you each and every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time to 12 a.m. If you've got questions we've got answered, you want to shoot me an email, you can go on to getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show, or we can answer it in private, whatever you prefer. Now, going into the break, talking a little bit about some issues within esophagus. And we're talking with Charlotte. And Charlotte, you said that you've had every test under the sun. You've got a rawness in your esophagus, or you feel it constantly, or sometimes it comes and goes, but it's this raw feeling. And no one can seem to figure out what it is. You also have a pain in between your shoulder blades. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So you've been to doctor after doctor, and just no one knows what to do.
They can't find anything.
Yeah, and you've had a heart attack. But you made it through.
Yeah. Correct.
Now, after the heart attack, is that when a lot of this began in the esophagus, or was that before?
It was within just a few days of coming home from the hospital after my heart attack. And for the longest time, I thought it was continuous. You know, I thought I was having more heart attacks, but they kept going to the hospital, and they kept telling me that, no, your heart's fine. And then in October, 6 months later, they did the scope and did a biopsy on my esophagus. That's when they started suspecting I was having esophageal issues, but then they were never able to find nothing, and this has been going on for 15, 16 months now, and it just went from bad to worse.
And certain foods, do they flare it up more than others?
No, actually, it doesn't really. I stay away from the spicy stuff because I'm smart enough to know better than that, but it doesn't really matter what I eat. It seems like when I eat, food going down hurts. And it's always like right after I'm done eating that I get this pain in my esophagus, in between my shoulder blades, but the whole time my esophagus is raw, like all the time, has a raw feeling.
What kind of surgery did you have on your heart?
I put a stent in the artery that was clogged,
okay.
It wasn't a cholesterol issue, though. They said it was from smoking, because I had smoked for 30 years. So that's what they say my heart attack was from. My cholesterol seems to be fine, and, you know, even now it still is, even though they haven't taken Crestor.
I would talk to your doctor about the Crestor. I mean, here's the deal, okay? It's standard of care. If you have a heart attack or a stent, you have any type of issue with your heart, there's a certain protocol they have to put you on, even to cover their cells. And it's debatable whether or not you need it or not. But, I mean, if your cholesterol levels are staying in good check, you might want to talk to them about it. You know, just kind of tell them it's your body and you would like to help make some decisions in that regard. And would they be open to working with you? Because if you get real radical about your diet and you start eating very well and really start watching your lifestyle choices, that can play a big role in your overall health. And, you know, sometimes you may not need the medicine if they're just doing it for more precautionary. But, again, you're going to have that talk with them and see what they say. But for the esophagus, here's the deal. If they'd done the EGD and there was no stricture and it looked completely fine, and they did a biopsy of the tissue and that came back clear, you know, there's no Barrett's esophagus, which can lead to potential cancer, then it has to be the result of the surgery where they
did something that you don't know about. Sometimes that can happen. But you're getting a lot of pain in between your shoulder blades, right down the spine, right?
Yes, right in between the shoulder blades.
Okay, well, here's some interesting news. The nerves that come out of the middle part of the area between the shoulder blades that you talk about, they innervate, and part of them innervate the esophagus. Now, remember, our body's made of three main areas. The mental side, that's our brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, the subconscious mind, and you've got the chemical side of our body, which we focus on quite a bit, and that's where medicine focuses a lot, and that is your body physiology, how the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, how all of that works. And then you've got the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. And so many times we leave the structural side out, and it plays a big role, and we're all just scratching our heads, and no one can figure it out when maybe you've got an issue with T2, T3, T4 in the thoracic spine. That's kind of your upper middle back, and or even down around T5, T6. And it could be affecting other organ systems because the nerves are like the power cords. They're like electric cords that go to the body, and they can affect different organ systems in different areas. And so having someone evaluate that, I think, would be a smart move. And a good physician to go to would be an osteopathic physician. That's a DO. They look at these areas. Most of your MDs aren't going to look at that. Or a DC, which would be a chiropractic physician, they will look at that area as well and see if they can't, if there is an instability or dysfunction in that area, they will be sure to figure out a way to keep it at a peak level. So that might be something you want to look into, seeing one of those doctors and having them do kind of their own evaluation of what's going on and see if they can't come up with a game plan or a battle plan of what could be causing it. And so, you know, there could be some form of spasm that's going on. So there could be some deficiencies that you have, like magnesium or potassium. So those are some things to look into, and blood work can determine that. So anyway, I would get some evaluation done to see if it's not structural, because the constant pain between your shoulder blades, that leads me to think there is a nerve component that could be affecting it. Maybe that happened during surgery, maybe not, but it's there, it sounds like. And the body's telling you something. That's where the symptoms come from. And so I'll get that checked out, keep you posted. All right, thanks for being a great listener, and thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.